Act 1, Scene 2. Portia's father had died recently. Nerissa, Portia's lady-in-waiting, had spent a lot of time with her. They both lived in Portia's home in Belmont. Honestly, Nerissa, my body is so tired of this world, Portia said. You might be tired of the world if you didn't have such good luck. No one can be as sick from overeating as they get from starving. Being poor isn't bad. Having too much makes you get old quickly. Having less lets you live longer, Nerissa replied. If it were that easy, then chapels would all be churches. Poor men's cottages would all be palaces. A good preacher follows his own advice. I'd rather teach 20 people what to do than have to be one of the 20 following the advice. The brain makes rules for the body, but passion makes the body ignore them. Being young makes you ignore good advice. All this sensible thinking isn't going to help me pick a husband. My father's will means I can't pick who I want or don't want. It's very unfair, Portia sighed. Your father was a good man. His idea on his deathbed was a good one. The three chests, one gold, one silver, and one lead. The men have to pick the right one to marry you. It is a good plan. Only a man truly in love will pick the right one. What do you think of the men who have tried? Nerissa asked. Tell me their names and I will tell you what I think, Portia laughed. The Neapolitan prince, Nerissa laughed. He only talked about his horse, Portia replied. The Count Palatine, Nerissa giggled. He was so sour. I would rather be married to a skull with a bone in its mouth than be married to those two, Portia cried. What about the Frenchman, Monsieur Le Bon? His horse is better than the Neapolitan prince's. He is sourer than the Count. He is like 20 men in one, Portia sighed. What about the English Baron Falconbridge? Nerissa asked. He doesn't speak Latin, French, or Italian. I don't speak English. I can't understand him. He can't understand me. He's handsome, but he's very stupid, and he has very strange clothes. It looks like he has bought his waistcoat in Italy, his trousers in France, and his hat in Germany, Portia replied. What about the Scottish lord? Nerissa asked. He fought with the Englishman and lost, Portia sighed. What about the German man, the nephew of the Duke of Saxony? Nerissa was getting a little annoyed. I don't like him when he is sober in the morning. I like him even less when he is drunk in the evening. At his best, he is less than a man. At his worst, he is little more than a beast, Portia frowned. If he picks the right box, you might have to marry him, Nerissa pointed out. If he decides to take the test, put a large glass of wine in the wrong box, he will pick the box with the wine on it. I'd rather marry a sponge than him, Portia said. Don't worry, Portia. They have all told me they are going home and won't come back again. None of them want to take your father's test, Nerissa told Portia as she hugged her. I am so glad. I won't get married unless a man passes my father's test, Portia sighed. Do you remember that man from Venice? He came here with the Marquis of Montferrat, Nerissa asked. Yes, his name was Bassanio, Portia replied. He was a good man, Nerissa smiled. A servant came into the room to talk to the two ladies. What is it? Portia asked the servant. A messenger has arrived. He says the Prince of Morocco is coming to see you tonight. Your other visitors are waiting for you, the servant said. As soon as we get rid of one lot of men, another lot arrives, Portia said, shaking her head.